Let me say we're thankful to have Rebecca with us here today. We're thankful to have Marvin with us here today. And we're going to enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah.
big my God is.
Yes.
He'll get you through.
You ever sang that your son sings there?
Man, oh man. God said in Malachi, He said, try me and prove me. And He said, see if I will not pour out a blessing that the room cannot contain. And I'll tell you what, boy, we've been blessed here this morning. God bless you, Sister Rebecca. You got my permission to show up anytime unannounced. Make yourself at home. And I'll tell you right now, I'll make plenty of time for that. I'm trying to turn all these mics off. You know how Brother Eddie is. I'm an old street preacher, roughing the cob. I preach loud enough. I don't really need a microphone. Don't really need a megahorn. I'll be honest with you. Most time I'm kind of holding back. But I got some young girls up here and they're trying to hide, but I'm glad they stuck their head out and reminded me. We're going to gather all them up here. We're going to sing one quick song, one time, together, and then we're going to have preaching. So get them up here. Come on. Bible said if a brother asks you to go a mile, go with him too. So come on up here. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, boy, we got some singing talent here this morning. And can you read? Okay, we're going to share because I ain't got but one more. Share that over with Charity. Y'all get over there. I'll go in together. You get over with them, honey. All right, now, we're just kind of getting started, so don't expect any great thing. But we want to try to sing this morning as a youth choir. Is everybody ready? Here we go. There's a happy child at home.
In my memory I can see.
Shining out upon the hill.
Neath the shadow of the tree.
If I only had my way,
it would give my heart a thrill.
Just to simply wander back
to the cabin on the hill.
Oh, I want to wander back.
Oh, I want to wander back
to the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin on the hill.
Neath the shadow of the tree.
Neath the shadow of the tree.
I would like to linger still.
I would like to linger still.
Just to be with those I love.
Just to be with those I love.
Joy my heart would overfill.
Joy my heart would overfill.
Just to simply wander back.
Just to simply wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin on the hill.
But the saddest of it all.
But the saddest of it all.
I can never more return.
I can never more return.
To the happy child at home.
To the happy child at home.
Matters not how much I yearn.
Matters not how much I yearn.
If I only had my way.
If I only had my way.
It would give my heart a thrill.
Just to
simply wander back.
Just to simply wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin on the hill.
Oh, I want to wander back.
Oh, I want to wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin on the hill.
Neath the shadow of the tree.
Neath the shadow of the tree.
I would like to linger still.
I would like to linger still.
Just to be with those I love.
My heart would
overfill. Just to simply wander back.
Just to simply wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin.
We're gonna work on that. I got started off a little too high. Let me get this, sweetie. And we ain't quite got down pat, but we're gonna work on that. We may not get a call from Nashville or nothing. But I like being involved with young people, and Brother Anthony made a good point. He said, our young people, they need our help. And they do. Bible says a child left to its own. Anybody know what the rest of that says? Bible says a child left to its own will bring its mother shame. Children, the Bible said they're supposed to be brought up in nurture and admonition of the Lord. They're not supposed to be just turned loose, turn out to be a heathen or whatever. But they need some guidance. They need someone to set a good example. And we may not have sung all that good, but we're going to get better. And we got a good start there anyway. If you want to get your Bible out, I'm going to be preaching long. I can't help it. I've got to get this message. I'm just a messenger boy. But I've got to get this message delivered today, so please bear with me. Let me get wired up here real quick. You can be opening up your Bible to Matthew chapter number 13. Matthew chapter number 13. And we'll be reading from two places there. And if God would help us, we'll do our best to preach to you. This is kind of like a roll of bologna. I don't see nowhere to cut off either end. Most of the time, Brother Hyde, I can cut off either end and still be good. But in this case right here, I've got to do the whole roll. So, in Matthew chapter number 13, the Bible said in verse number 24, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven. Now, if you've got a Scofield Bible, and I did mention a little bit about this in the Sunday school class this morning. I didn't go in detail. But if you've got a Scofield Bible, you can look down at your footnotes down there. Don't do it right now. But when you get time, I want you to look at the difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Run the references. Look all that up. But here, the kingdom of heaven, Jesus, speaking a parable, he said is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came. Now, this is our text verse. And said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? Now that's our text verse. From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in the bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. I want to read from one more place. And it's this same chapter, Matthew chapter 13. And we'll start in verse number 36. Then Jesus sent the multitudes away and went up into the house. And his disciples came unto him saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And notice how he ends up what he says. Who have ears to hear, let him hear. I want to preach this morning on sowing good seed. And we'll go to God in prayer. I need your prayers. The devil's going to fight this message. Please pray with me and for me. Father, we thank you for the precious privilege to be able to stand here today. Lord, even last night, our faith was so weak. Lord, we thought that, Lord, the weather might prevent us from being here today. And oh, Lord, how we long to be where we are right now. But Lord, I don't want to be where I am right now without the help of God. I yield myself to you right now, a vessel. Ask you, Father, to take my place and preach to me, preach through me this message that we all may benefit from the Word of God. I stand in need, Father, as these do, to hear from you. John told Jesus, I have need to be baptized of you, and you come to me. That's where I'm at, Father. I have need to hear from you. And Lord, here I am in such a need. And I know you're more than able to meet the need that I'm mentioning. And I pray, Father, today we could receive the Word of God. I pray it would go in our heart, not go in one ear, not go out the other ear, not fall up on the ground, not fall out into the street, but I pray we'll take it as precious substance to our heart and consider what we hear, Father God, today. We'll thank you, we'll praise you, we give you all this permission, we give you all praise, have the preeminence in this service. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. Now, I'm just here in front of a few people this morning, and I want to say very carefully, I have more message than I have messenger. I'm nobody. I have no boast whatsoever to make. I'm just one that's good and saved, call of God to preach, and now the necessity is laid upon me. In Haggai, that little book with the big message, a lot of the minor prophets have major messages. But in Haggai chapter 2, verse number 19, it says, is the seed yet in the barn? Please listen to me today. This is so important. Is the seed yet in the barn? Jesus said the seed is the Word of God. I'll tell you right now, that good seed, God's got it. I got the privilege, and you know, I noticed this lesson went so much with the Sunday school lesson. It's almost like God's been putting all this together all along. But I got the privilege Friday. Y'all know I listen to King of Kings Radio. And I don't recognize anything but a King James Bible, so bear with me. But I got to listen Friday to King of Kings Radio, and what a blessing I got to hear. I got to hear about a young girl. Now we've got some young girls here this morning, and I would ask all of them please to listen to me this morning. I got to listen to a young girl, 18 years old. This young girl had memorized 1,300 verses of the Bible. Now, by doing so, she won a Bible Bee, a contest, and they gave her $100,000 for being the winner. Now I know that's got some people's attention because, you know, money kinda, I don't know, it's something we chase after like the donkey does the carrot on the stick. But I want to say the wealth of the wisdom and the knowledge that she acquired was greater than the monetary prize that they gave her. And the Bible says in Psalms chapter 19, verse number 10, that the Bible, the Word of God, is more to be desired than gold, yea, much more than fine gold. And it says, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. It says, moreover, by it thy servant is warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Now, Brother Melvin, I would love to have a pew, and it would put every preacher on his toes, Sister Molly. I heard this young girl, the radio announcer, he said, would you mind if I just mention some places in the Bible and see if you can quote them? And she said, no, sir. And you know what, Sister Carolyn? I noticed that reading and memorizing all these verses had molded this young girl's character. Yeah. It was so obvious. She was very humble, very meek, very respectful. Her mother was there with her. Oh, I tell you what, I bet her mother was proud of her. But he said, would you mind if I just mention some verses in the Bible and see if you can quote them? She said, I'll try. You know, just kind of, you know, I do my best. And every place, William, that he mentioned, Nahum chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, I knew enough Bible to know she quoted it word for word, Rebecca. And then he said something like, you know, Habakkuk, somewhere, you know, and then he went to Revelation, and then he went, you know, to Genesis, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and then this young girl, boy, I tell you what, I'm driving down the road, my hair's parted on the side, and what's parted is trying to depart, and I'm just sitting here just getting blessed. Boy, it may be very rare, but wouldn't it be great if we had a young generation of young people that knew the worth and the wealth of the Word of God? And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 1, it says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. I didn't get saved till I was 34 years old. I was a late bloomer, but immediately I catered to the Word of God. April 27, 1988, I had read the Bible completely through by the end of that year and continued to do so every year for 17 years. My mother passed away. I was in the process of reading the Bible through, Brother Marvin. I was in the process of reading it through again that year. My mother passed away, and I was the only child. I was in grief, despair. I had enough strength from the Bible. I didn't collapse. I didn't fold. Able to draw from that precious well strength for the time of sorrow. And, you know, it carried me. I noticed when our daughter got killed in the car wreck, May the 30th, 1995. I don't wish that on any parent, but I noticed that God carried us through them low spots.
Amen.
Till I could walk again, Brother Melvin. I was in His tender care. He carried me. And when I was strong enough, He walked beside me, let me take little baby steps until I could get back to walking without a limp. And I still have a little bit of a limp. But I want you to know, I think one thing our young people need to do is get an appetite for the Word of God. Oh, I thank God for Sunday school teachers that impart wisdom to these young people. But it's even greater when you see hunger, when you see someone that's in a hurry, someone that has a mind, has a heart for the Word of God. And as I heard the testimony, and as I heard this young girl speak, I said, glory to God. Give me a dozen like that. Amen. Whew. Isaiah 59 says the word's falling in the streets. You're not going to get no word on TV. You know, one thing I found out about TV, Brother Andy, I got to sit down to watch it. But I have found out that I can listen to the radio. Brother Lloyd, I still do things while I'm listening to the radio. I've got one down in the basement. I've got one upstairs in every room. Just took one over to my daughter. And I said, honey, you got a radio? She said, no, Daddy, all I got's a TV. And I said, well, I want you to have this radio. And I said, I want you to play it. She said, Dad, I ain't much on radio. I said, well, I don't want you just to play it. I want you to put it on King of Kings radio. I want you to leave it on so it'll drive out all them unclean, foul spirits and you'll be able to have a safe place to sleep. Now, I want you to know, buddy, the devil don't hang around very long when there's something of God going on. Jesus said He beheld Him like lightning come down this earth. He's been looking over His shoulder ever since. Now, He don't mind a bit coming against God's children, but He don't want no more encounters with Jesus. And I'm telling you right now, boy, when they start singing about Jesus, like Sister Rebecca just did, and the dam breaks and the tears leak out on the cheeks there a little bit, that devil's got to leave, Brother Marvin. He can't handle that. But I'll tell you what, I'm like a sponge, and I'm just soaking it up, and enjoying it, thanking God. And what a blessing, amen, to be saved and have the song of God in your heart. Oh, me. That 18-year-old girl. Boy, her mother was proud of her. But I don't know that she was more proud of her than I was. I tried to imagine Brother Anthony meeting this girl. I was belittled. Y'all know old Brother Eddie, I know one or two little verses and that's about it. I was belittled, Sister Carolyn, but I ain't got no problem with that. I was beholding what God could do with someone that would give him an opportunity to have a place in their heart. A young girl, she had memorized 1,300, and I believe she knew more than that. That was just a fair estimate. Verses from the Bible. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 119, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? She quoted this, by the way. By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. Now these young girls over here, y'all not 18 yet, are you? How close are you? Well, you're going to have to really get on it to memorize 1,300 verses times 18. But what a wealth of strength. What a wealth. You know, preachers always tell me, they say, Brother, I wish I could quote the Bible like you do. And I say, well, what kind of well you got? They said, well, I don't know. I said, well, you got to put something in the well before you can draw anything out. You can't draw anything out of a dry well. That's why when you read your Bible, when you ask God to open His Word to you, when you give His Word its rightful place, David said, thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And there's plenty of room in the heart of man and in the heart of woman for plenty of the Word of God. But I'll tell you right now, you'll not draw from an empty well, and then preachers can't quote the Bible because they've not put it under their eyes. Amen. I tried to quote a verse and tried to say something at the same time. But the Bible said, let it not depart from thine eyes. Keep it in the midst of thy heart. For it's health to all those that find it and life to their flesh. That's in Proverbs chapter 4. But I'll tell you right now, you're not going to quote much Bible until you spend time with the Bible. Until you do like old Brother Eddie. You get up early in the morning and everything's turned off. And you get your Bible out. And you get your good old cup of coffee. And you get down and pray. And say, Father, I want to spend some time with you. I want to hear from you. Open your words to me. Make your words known to me. Reward me. I tell you, He's a rewarder for those that diligently seek Him. 18-year-old girl, glory to God. The Bible says in Amos chapter 8, verse 11, that behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that there'll be a famine in the land. Now, I'm going to leave part of this out. The reason I'm leaving it out, because I want you to get the real message. God said there's going to be a famine in the land, and here's what it is. Of hearing the words alone. We got them, Molly. We don't hear much about them. The reason you don't hear much about them, we got a bunch of liberals down here. We got a bunch of preachers with lace on underwear. And they're harlings. You take the money away and they'll be gone. I know that to be true. But I'll tell you right now, if he's got any salt in him at all, he'll know a little bit about that Bible, Brother William. He'll have a little bit of Bible under his belt. And I'll tell you right now, boy, there's famine. It's not plenty of the Word of God. It's just a famine of hearing it. I'm kind of different than y'all. My ears, they've been sanctified to the Word of God. To the point I can tell if a man's preaching from a King James Bible or from American Standard or from a New International or one of them Never Intended. That's what the New International's for, Never Intended Version. Or from one of them New World Translation or something like that right there. Some of that junk that the Bible said God's not the author of confusion. And I'll tell you right now, I got a letter from my father. Matter of fact, that's what this Bible is. It's a letter. I got a letter from my father. My father says to me, he says, to cease, my son, to hear, he said, to cease, my son, to hear words that cause you to err from the words of truth. I'm telling you, God's word has a ring to it, and that ring is the ring of truth. And I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of things going on today, but there's a famine today of hearing the Word of God. He said, and thank you, I've backside this, this two-pager here. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 27, I had to quote it. But in that letter my father wrote me, he said in that letter, he said, "Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth thee to err from the words of knowledge." That's what my father told me. He told me not to entertain that bunch of junk. God's not all the confusion. Jesus told those Sadducees in Matthew chapter 22, verse number 29. He said, "You do err not knowing the Scriptures." That's what the problem is today. Through ignorance, Paul said, "I've done it." And you know, Joseph told her, I think it was Joseph, through ignorance, they did what they did, but he said God meant it for good. Anyway, I'll tell you what, a lot of things are going on today. It's just because people are so illiterate of the Word of God. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, I'm going to get to preaching in a minute. I got a lot of groundwork, a lot of foundation laid, and when I do kick a devil in the teeth there in just a minute, we're going to have some preaching. But in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible seed. I wonder why he put that in there. He said, being born again, comma, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That's in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. And he went on in verse number 25 to say, but the Word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the Word which the gospel is preached unto you. Now, Jesus said in St. John chapter 6, verse 66, he said, the words that I speak unto you are life. Peter said, that Word which liveth, it's life. It's quick. It's not dead. It's alive. And I'm telling you right now, boy, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And I'll tell you, boy, we got something when God gave us the Word of God. But Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 35, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And I'll tell you right now, not only are we born again by the incorruptible Word of God, but we're begotten by the Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. And I'll tell you right now, life's full of decisions. I'll give you a good example of that. In Luke chapter number 10, verse 41 through 42, Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary have chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. I'll tell you right now, if the Word of God's got a place in you, if it's got a part of you, it'll show up somewhere. But I'll tell you right now, most people, their life does not consist of the things of God. Their life consists of the things of the world. And they say, you know, he just lives for that big buck. He just lives for that trophy bass. Or he lives for that NASCAR race. Or he lives for that football or basketball game or whatever. But I'll tell you right now, there's some things to contend for. And the Bible, the Word of God, if we had more of it today, there'd be more blessings to have today, man. I'll tell you what, there's a famine today. I'm just about the preaching area here. There's a famine today, and the Bible said it's a famine of hearing the Word of God. In our schools, there's a famine. I just heard about this on the radio. I'm guilty. I listen to radio 24 hours a day if I could. I heard on the radio, they got what they call a reading time. It's in the library, and you go in the library, and you can read any book you want. And someone thought that might include the Bible. And I don't remember if it was a young boy or a young girl. But I do remember they brought that Bible in and opened it up. And they were expelled from school because read any book you want does not include the Bible. For some reason or another, there's something about the Bible that offends people. And I'll tell you what the Bible said in Psalm chapter number 119, verse number 165. It says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall by any means offend them. But I'll tell you right now, this Bible will offend a lot of people. And I'll tell you right now, if you got a good old King James Bible, Sister Molly, it'll really offend them, amen. God bless you. I like hearing amen every now and then. Man, that's like saying sick them, amen. I come in Brother Anthony's house this morning, get a cup of coffee, and he had two dogs, and I was glad he didn't say sick them. Because I'll tell you right now, but I'll tell you, our schools, There's a famine in our schools. When I was in school, maybe a while, don't hold it against me. I'll be as brief as I can. But when I was in school, when I was in the first through the sixth grade, I went to E.B. Terry Elementary School. And every school day morning, Brother Hired, Reed Moore got that Bible out. And on that intercom there in that school, he said, we're going to be reading today in the Bible from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, or wherever. And buddy, I'm telling you right now, there for quite a while there, he read to those kids the Word of God. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, it says to bring up children. Now these are children right over here. It says to bring them up in nurture and admonition of the Lord. Children need to be brought up. And they need to be brought up in the Word of God. They need to be taught the Word of God. God said about Abraham, He said, I know him. He'll teach his children and his children's children. I want you to know we ain't got many Abrahams today. We got too many Ichabods today. And I'm telling you right now, we got to get back to the Word of God. We got to return back to the table of the Lord and get something good. Amen. There's a famine here in the Word of God in our schools today. There's a famine here in the Word of God in our government today. Amen. David said, the sweet psalmist, the Bible said in 2 Samuel chapter number 23, verse number 3, it said, these be the last words of David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. Here's what David said. This ought to be etched. It ought to be etched in the White House. It ought to be etched in the House of Representatives. It ought to be etched in the House of Legislators. I don't know a whole lot about government, Brother Hired. But wherever we got government, in the courthouse, in the lawyer's place, wherever, it ought to be etched what David said. The sweet psalmist of David said this, he that ruleth over men. You know what government is? That means they rule over what I get to do. I got summons in the mail. I got to pay taxes. If that ain't enough, I got taxes on top of taxes. Anyway, he says, he that ruleth over men must be just. That's the first requirement.
Amen.
Brother William, they got to be just. I wonder how many of them would meet that requirement. I wonder how many of them would be disqualified. It said, he that ruleth over men must be just. And then he goes on to say, ruling in the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Now that's the requirements for government. I don't think they fear God. Because I don't believe they'd pass some of the laws they pass. I don't believe they'd do some of the things they do, Sister Margaret, if they feared God. And I believe today that the reason there's a famine today of hearing the Word of God is because men have put it out of sight, because the Bible said that men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil, neither come unto the light, lest their deeds be reproved. That's right. They don't want it. They try to put it out of sight. There's a famine today, man. Famine of hearing the Word of God. Let me tell you something. I've been quoted this once, but Isaiah 59 verse 14 said the Word is falling in the street. When Jesus came down into this world, there wasn't no room for Him. And I want you to know, there's not no room for Him now. And I'll tell you right now, boy, there's a whole lot about Him. And I'll comment on that here in just a minute. But not only is there no room for the Word in our schools, not only is there no room for the Word in our government, but there's no room for the Word of God in our churches, amen. I'm glad we're recording this. I hope every preacher that claims to be a preacher is going to stand before God one day and give an account of what He's done with this Jesus, which is called Christ, that's handled the Word of God, that's looked upon the precious sacred pages of the Bible, and I'll tell you what, has discounted the call of God and made himself into a hireling. The Bible said, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season. It said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come they'll not endure sound doctrine after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Be turned from the truth to fables. Someone with an engineer, that just means he wants to know what you want him to say. He just wants to know what you want him to say. He just wants to tickle ears. He don't want to please him that called him. And I'll tell you right now, boy, if you live for God, if you say, if you serve God, it'll cost you something. But listen, our churches today are in disarray. And the reason they're in disarray is because, I'm telling you what, they took the Word of God out, amen. The Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse number 21. Well, before I say that, let me say 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible said the word was precious in those days. But in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 21, there's a little boy being born, and his mother dies giving birth to him, and the women that are helping her in his delivery, they name this little boy Ichabod, and the reason they name him Ichabod is because they say the glory has departed, and I want you to know you take the Bible out, and the glory will depart, and I'll tell you right now, you'll meet from the house, there'll be nothing, there'll be no fruit, there'll be no benefit at all. Jesus said, if you be my disciples, John 8:30, He said, continue in my word. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I'll tell you what, if you want to be a disciple, that's a disciplined follower. That means this little girl, her, she's a disciple. She's memorized 1,300 verses in the Bible. They gave her $100,000 for doing it. But the wealth was greater than the monetary value because she's got some Bible under her belt. Amen. Oh, me. They named that little boy Ichabod. And the reason they named that little boy Ichabod, the Bible said in verse number 3, of 1 Samuel chapter 4, it said the lamp went out in the temple. They were commanded. In Exodus chapter 27, verse number 20, they were commanded to cause that lamp to burn always. And I'll tell you right now, boy, they let that lamp go out in that temple. And I'll tell you right now, the glory departed. And I want you to know the Word of God. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I hide it in my heart that I might not sin against God. Let me tell you something. I'm down to preaching time now. Rest is going to be pretty rough. Jesus didn't waste no time running hypocrites out of the house of God. They were in there pretending, Sister Molly. I talked to you about acting. They was in there acting like it's something they wasn't. And in St. John chapter number 2, verse 13 through 15, the Bible said that Jesus came to Jerusalem and he found in the temple a bunch of money changers in there, setting up tables, and he made him a scourge of cords, and he put that thing together, and he drove them out of that temple, and he turned the tables over, and he said, you've made my father's house. Then a merchandise. I'll tell you right now, it didn't take him too long. He poured out that money. He overthrew those tables. And he cleaned house. Amen. I'll tell you right now, boy. You go down the road and get your ear tickled if you want to. It grieves me when people leave here. There's people right now broke my heart. I pray for them this morning. I call their name out to God just like they're sitting here. Because I love them. And love won't let me let them go. But I'll tell you right now, you can go down this road right here. You can find you an ear tickler. That's what you want. But if you stay here, you're going to hear the Word of God. Preached, amen. I'll tell you right now, I ain't backing down. You can throw me out, I'll tell you that. But you ain't never going to take the Bible out. Now this boy right here, God, he's not the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians 14:33, neither am I, and neither should you be, amen. I'll tell you right now, we need to get back to the Word of God. I'll tell you right now, Jesus is saying yesterday forevermore, and so is the Word of God. It still says what it means. It still means what it says, amen. Paul told the church in Ephesus, a church, he told them in Ephesians 5:11, he said, have no fellowship. Let's just stop right there. Wonder what he's trying to say. Amen. Let's break it down. He said, have no fellowship. Well, me and Dawson here, we're having a little fellowship. Paul said, have no fellowship. Now, I don't mean this against Dawson. I'm just using him for example. But Paul told the church in Ephesus, he said, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. But he said, rather reprove them. You know, my grandfather, he may have offended people, but I'll tell you what, he meant it. And you know, somebody said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything. But we've come down to such a complacent level today and age. Very few people are standing for anything. Just anything goes. The Bible said in Judges chapter 17 that every man done that which is right in his own eyes, that don't make it right, Sister Carolyn. Just because it's right in their own eyes, that don't make it right. But I'll tell you right now, the Word of God's right. I'll tell you right now, God said He settled it in the heavens. God said He magnified it above all His name. He said He commanded to 1,000 generations. And I want you to know the Word of God, just like Him, it don't change. It's the same as it's always been. It don't return void. It's more to be desired than gold. Amen. Boy, we need to find the true riches. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what. I wish we had a girl in here that said, Brother Ed, I've memorized so many verses of the Bible. I'll tell you what you're talking about to commend someone. Paul said, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of righteous, but rather reprove them. He said, for it's a shame, verse number 12. Boy, it's a sad day when it's come down to a shame in the church. Paul said in verse 12, it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. You know, it's easy to be a Christian, you know, when a bunch of Christians are around. But you let that crowd leave and that bunch come up, that elbowing bunch. Let me tell you about the one, about the so-and-so. Listen, that happened to me, Brother Hired. Job said, Job chapter 10, verse 23, Rebecca, he said, he knoweth the way that I take. And he said, when I'm tried, he said, I'll come forth as gold. I just got saved. I worked in a filthy factory. Marvin is filthy. I was just as filthy as they was, but now I'm saved. Here I am right in the middle of them, Brother Marvin. And I had a manager I worked with. Me and him, we was the roughest ones there was. His name was, good grief. I got brain dead here. Tom Shone. Thank you, Father. His name was Tom Shone. His name doesn't matter. I just want to remember it. But Tom Shone and me, I mean, we were the worst. People couldn't stand to be around us. Our conversation was just too filthy, Charlotte. We just filthy-minded, and it poured out of our mouth like water out of a leaking faucet. And he come up there to me. Here I am. I just got saved. I'm in this small room about the size of one of them Sunday school classes back there, little Katie. And I'm making a color show, which means we lay these magazines out there, and we lay the thing we're supposed to get them to look like. We're supposed to put red or blue or yellow or whatever to get it to look like that. We're making a color show in there. And they're saying, put a little yellow right here. Put a little red right here. Take a little red off there. Take a little blue off. We're in there making a color show. Right in the middle of this. And these two men, you know, they claim to be Christians. You know how that is, William. They claim to be. Right in the middle of this, here I am. I'm about as green can be. Here comes Tom Shone in there. I said, oh, God help me. He come right up to old Brother Eddie. He said, did I ever tell you the one about the so-and-so, so-and-so? Well, I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. I mean, I ain't read the Bible. I just got saved. I'm greener than green. So I thought I'll just walk away from him, Rebecca. So I start walking away from Tom. He just starts following me around. These guys in the dishonor and laughing like a bunch of horses, you know. Let's see how this goes. And Tom, he's sincere. He don't know what he's got saved. And Dawson, here he comes. Did I tell you about the so-and-so, so-and-so? Finally, I seen it wasn't going to work. And I stopped. I turned around and I said, Tom, I said, if you don't mind, I'd rather not hear that. I said, Tom, I got saved. And I said, you knew how I was before I got saved. I'd love to hurt and I'd told you nothing worse than it. But I said, Tom, if you don't mind. And these guys over, I mean, they're just snickering, laughing. And I said, Tom, if you don't mind, I'd rather not hear the rest of that. And them guys went out of that room and they was laughing. Did you hear him in there? Hey, did you hear that in there? And Tom, I knew he was going to laugh me down too and I was ready for it. I mean, I'm as vulnerable as vulnerable can be. Tom showed me such respect. He said, I am so sorry. He said, I did not know. He said, I hope I haven't offended you. I said, no, Tom, you haven't. Thank you so much for not telling me the rest of that. And you know what? That man had respect for me from that day on. And as far as I know, Tom Shone to this day has never got saved. He don't live too far from me, but I have heard evidence that he's close, he's nigh, he's even at the door. But I want you to know you will be tried. You will be put on the spot. There's not any vineyard to work in that you won't be confronted with darkness. And I'll tell you what, I didn't reprove Tom. I tried to show some respect of the men that were in there that claimed to be Christians. I never heard such an act that they acted. You know, I thought I might get some support from them. Well, I will say this. Since that day, one of those men has rededicated his life. He's a black man. His name's Fred Bailey. And I don't know. I mean, his walk with God's a whole lot straighter than it was. I don't know how straight it is. But Paul said, rather reprove them, for it's a shame to speak of those things which are done them in secret. If that's not enough, God said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, God said, wherefore come out from among him and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. God said, if you'll come out, I'll honor you. I'll be a father to you. I'll help you. I'll be there in your hour. He said in Jeremiah 33:3, call upon me in a day of trouble and I'll show you great mighty things that you know not. But the biggest problem today is we've made a league with sin. The biggest problem today, we've thrown the truth out. And I'm telling you what, they're playing a bunch of charades and a bunch of acting. And there's no real amen. That young girl, Rebecca, she was up here singing a while ago and it was real amen. I'd rather have something real. I'll tell you what, I'm not interested in the degrees. You have so many degrees, they call you Dr. Fahrenheit. The only degree I got is ignorance. But I will tell you one thing. I know in whom I have believed. He knows me. He knows my name. Amen. Oh, the biggest problem today, we need to get back to the Word of God. In Psalms chapter 40, verse 7, the Bible says, then said I, listen to this please, I'm not done. The Bible said in Psalms chapter 40 verse 7, then said I, lo I come, in the volume of the book, it's written of me. Now if that's not enough, in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7, then said I, lo I come, in the volume of the book, it's written of me. Psalm 68:11 says the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. You know what? This Bible right here, it's about Him. If you love Him, I have found this out. The thing you love the most is the thing you spend the most time with. I like getting my wife to spend more time with me. I'll be more convinced of the fact she loves me. But I'll tell you right now, I meant what I said, but Lord, I meant it. I'll be her husband. I'll love her the best I can. I'm not perfect. I'll tell you right now, we've come down to a day when they discounted this word but I hired. They discounted the vows that they made to God. They discounted the vows that they made to each other. These presidents now, they get them up and they say, you swear on this Bible? And they say, oh yeah, no problem. I'll tell you right now, you better be careful what you swear. You better be careful about those vows. You better be careful because I want you to know God said He keeps good records. He said in the book of Malachi, He said there's a book of remembrance written. And there in the book of Revelation, He said the books were open. I got a track. I ain't got one with me right now. I got a track. I really like it. It's called This Is Your Life. It says in that track right there, this guy dies. He goes up before God and he sits there and his whole life is portrayed right before him. I've been watching here lately about these people that survived death, come back from death, that had heart attacks, been declared dead and come back. You know what they say? They say, I saw my whole life portrayed in front of me. God gave me another chance. You know what, Brother Hired? They don't jaywalk no more. They make straight paths for their feet. They walk now a little differently because God let them come back. They saw what it's going to be like to stand and see your secrets made manifest and to see the shame portrayed there. But I want you to know in the volume of the book, it's written of Him. And if you love Him, you'll love His Word. If you love Him, you'll make room for Him and you'll make room for His Word. You find out what you love. Jesus said, well, I say you love me and do not the things I say. Oh, me. The Bible said, I'm done. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. You want to know where the Word of God came from? All Scripture. Genesis, Revelation, all Scripture given by inspiration of God. Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1. We ought to give the most earnest heed to the Word of God. I'll tell you right now, I envy that little girl. I wished it could be true that old Brother Eddie knew 1,300 verses of the Word of God. I wished it could be true that Brother Eddie knew enough Bible that if some counterfeit jackleg hypocrite come up, and I've been there. Oh yeah, you go out. I'll tell you what, you go out in the world. Go out there where not the padded pews and the air conditioning. You go out there. Old Donnie ran into a guy the other day. He said, Eddie, he made me feel uncomfortable. He knew more Bible than I did. And I said, Donnie, that's your shame, buddy. Because I'll tell you what, we're supposed to study and show ourselves approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, right, to divide the word of truth. We're supposed to be ready to give a man an answer. Ask us the question, the reason of hope is within us. This young girl, 18 years old, Brother Bobby, already knows 1,300 verses of the Word of God. And I mean, in that Bible, B, if you left one word out, you were disqualified. She won. Whew. I'll take a dozen of them, Brother Mavin. Where do you order them at? I'll tell you right now. If I could say anything to our young people, don't waste your life like I have. Don't get late in life. Invest in God. I want you to know the dividends are out of this world. Oh, the blessings of being able to pillow your head at night and know it's well with your soul. And to know, I'm telling you, Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Paul said, I press towards the prize of the high calling of God. It's in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you right now, contend for the things of God. Go for the God, not for the gold. Amen. You get the gold, I tell you what, somebody will steal it. You get God. You found that pearl of great price. You found that treasure that a man sell everything he's got. Just get that field. I'll tell you what. Father, thank you for the message today. Father, I don't know how it went to these, but I know how it went to me. I've been challenged in my heart. I've been made to realize, Lord, that I need to indulge more in the things of God. I need to fast on the things of the world and feast on the things of God. I pray someone here this morning will say amen to that statement. And I pray you'll help us, Father, not to be hearers but doers, I pray. Help us in this invitation. You're the only one that can give one. In Jesus' blessed name. Amen. I'd like to ask Sister Rebecca, if she would please, Brother Melvin, to get us an invitational hymn. And listen, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do something about this message today. You know what you ought to do? You ought to be like Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 6. He said, Lord, here am I. Send me. You want to be used to God? You want to be something for God? I'll tell you what starts at. It starts right here. You just say, Lord, I ain't got nothing, but I got a desire. God's the only one I know, Charlotte, can take nothing and make something out of it. He'll take nothing. And when He gets done, it's something. Amen. If you need to come this morning, young or old, oh, Brother Eddie, I ain't nobody, but I'll tell you right now, I'll get down and I'll pray with you. Yes, I will. We'll bring your petition to God. We'll make your request known to God. The Bible said if any two of you agree on anything on earth, it'll be done to my Father in heaven. You may not know the Bible that you want to know, but I'll tell you what. You can know all the Bible you want to know if you'll just seek out there and read. The Bible said, seek ye out the book of the Lord and read. Isaiah 34:16 says, no one of these shall fail. And I do believe that means if we fail to read, we'll fail no matter what. No one of these shall fail. Seek ye, have a book of the Lord and read. Dawson, for all I know, you may be the next Billy Graham. You may be the next great preacher that blazes the trail for God. I don't know. I know one thing, God's looking for candidates. Go ahead, Brother Melvin.
181.
You need to come this morning? By all means, come. I don't know how you can forbear coming this morning, but I'll let the Lord lead in that. I am without one place, but there is not one
save for me, and then
He said, "Baby, when you come, He said, won't you come to me?" I just want to pray that you grant their petition. I pray you grant them in such a way. Let it be known, sir, that God, you honor their request. Make them mighty for God. Make them mighty in the scriptures. Make them mighty burdens. Make them mighty dreams. Your word says, where there's no vision, people perish. Open their eyes, God. Oh, Father, forgive the word in them. And I pray he'll make his declaration in nature. Tonight, if the weather be permitting. I'm seeing it snow out there. I don't know what it's going to amount to. But I certainly don't want nobody to get hurt. But I want to thank you for coming this morning. I don't think we're in any kind of problem right now because it's just now starting to come down. I appreciate you coming. Then, has anybody got anything on your heart?
Brother Eddie, I will thank you, Lord, for His Holy Spirit that leads, directs, and guides.
Amen, Sister Carolyn. Amen. She sits on her front porch, reads her Bible. I listened to a preacher. He said one thing he said about his grandmother. He said it's cracking on. Well, look, ma'am and sister. He said it's cracking on. She was out there on that front porch as soon as it's daylight. Had that Bible open. He said, here I was under conviction just seeing her read her Bible. Whew. Just don't never know. Anybody?
I love the Lord today.
Amen.
I thank
you
for saving my soul.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Molly. She went my appetite. Both things about heaven. Amen. She said, I'm looking forward. Well, I'm glad we got some things to look forward to. Don't worry about that, Sister Melissa. I'll be honest with you, don't bother me a bit. The Bible said better is a dirty stall and an oxen therewith than a clean stall and no ox. It don't bother me a bit. I'll be glad to do the picking up. I appreciate these young people. I don't expect them to act like us. They're young. I'll tell you right now, I'll be glad to take them any way I can. I don't care what they smell like. I don't care what they look like. I'd like for them to make themselves presentable. But I'll tell you right now, boy, God took me out pretty rough. He cleaned me up, Brother William. Amen. I look a little different than I did when He found me. I smell a little different than I did when He found me. Hallelujah. Anybody else? I'm done.
Praise the Lord for being here this morning. I've had a terrible week.
God bless you, Sister Molly.
Last night, I went to bed. I feel like that.
Yeah.
No.
looks for.
Yes.
He looks for people who said, no matter what Job said, no, he slayed me. Then will I trust in him?
Yes.
You know, we kind of shortchanged God. You know, I get a little bit of a headache or something or whatever. And flesh starts rising up. I say, well, you know, I go. I just don't really feel like it. Give place to the devil, give place to flesh, miss out on the blessing. Somebody said there in the Bible, Esau missed the blessing. I don't want to miss the blessing. Who else got a testimony?
I want to pray. I
want to
pray, Lord,
like
when I go to bed at night.
Hey, that's
the Saturday night.
I always ask for him to be up
at
7 o'clock.
God bless
you, Steve.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. God bless you. Amen. I've been long in preaching. I'll take as long as you want. I'll tell you right now, the Bible said God inhabits the praise of his people. He deserves praise. Even if a little lips like Haley, he deserves praise. We don't give it to the officer crowd, the Bible says, because he's that worthy. Anybody else? Brother Andy, you say yes, sir?
I want to thank God for all things, and people just don't know what they're missing here. And then the piano player.
Oh, boy.
Man,
I'm telling you what. I like a doppler and a heartbeat. Anytime you ain't got nothing to do, anytime you think, well, you know, I might just show up over there, I want you to know you got an amen behind that thought. Amen. What a blessing Sister Rebecca's been.
Thank her family. Come with her next time.
Yes.
Thank her.
Appreciate
her. It's been precious.
You'll be here today. I believe she got a blessing. I may be wrong. I'm not that discerned, but I'm almost positive she got a blessing.
It's been precious to be here and feel the Lord's presence in the midst.
Yes.
And, David, I believe you said something similar to this. This is the thirst of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
The water
he said it's a heart painted up the brook. Soul, body, heart. And my soul thirsts after God. Yeah. I believe it's in the Psalms chapter 40.
Yeah, his heart thirsts after the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
I don't read what the Spirit says.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's good to be hungry, thirsty for God. And I'll tell you what, he's found a hold of it right there. I saw Sister Rebecca trying to hold back, but somebody kind of broke down. I do believe she got things. I appreciate her coming.
It's good. Good to have his kid in church where they hear about the Word of God.
Yes. This was a good message today. I was glad to see the young people here today. Like I said, I was belittled by that little 18-year-old girl. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not jealous. I commend her. I wish it was true about me. And I'll tell you what, it could be true about all of us if we just put forth the effort. She just said one day, she made up her mind. She said, I started with two verses, and I added another verse to it. Kept her going, and she said, I was surprised how quickly the verse was added up. I believe there's more God than more her. I believe he said, hey, I'm going to bless her. She's putting forth some effort.
Well, she's blessing God, too.
Born.
Amen.
Murray, you could quote the whole book of James.
My pastor, I'm telling you that this morning, they both went just to hear that.
Yeah.
He's talking about when he was young, teachers in school, they memorized verses in school, and he said, I can still quote Psalms 23.
Really?
Thanks to the teachers. Called us to memorize verses. Listen. We're almost at 12 o'clock, and I know we've been long. I certainly don't want to hold you, but if you got anything in the heart, you got anything to say, if not, I'm going to let you go. It's been a good place to be.
Amen. Yeah.
Anybody got anything?
I got to thank God for the pastor. You take with God, and it comes through you and comes to us. We just really need you.
God bless you, Brother Andy. Thank y'all for praying for me. A lot of you prayed for me, and I felt it. Appreciate it. Little Peyton, she said, Brother Andy, I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
I said, praise God, honey, don't let up.
Yeah.
Amen. Are we done? All right, Brother Melvin, dismiss us with a word of prayer. Thank you for coming. Each of you have been a blessing. Amen.